Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello there, creepies. Welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 18. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean, Nate, what's going on, guys?
Nothing too much.
Hanging in there.
You doing okay?
I'm doing fantastic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Having good conversations tonight, right?
Yeah. It's been a blast. Good recording night.
It has been. Good. It really has.
Mm-hmm. Very started productive. Off a little rough.
Yeah.
But as soon as we hit record, everything goes fine.
Yeah.
We tried all kinds.
We become professional.
Right? Yeah. And George said we were professional.
And he, yes.
Yeah. So thank you, George.
And George wouldn't lie.
He might be the only one to think that, but
yeah, right, exactly. That's okay.
Even amongst us, yeah. So no, it's been a great night. We did our Facebook Live, you know,
but we were alive.
Halloween special.
It was dead. We were alive.
Yeah,
that's how it started out dead.
And then we got it back to life.
Yeah, right.
I'm confusing myself.
We got the paddles out and
yeah,
clear.
Yeah, and then we exactly. This is our second mini recording of the night, so we're good.
Yeah.
I'm good. So
which be two Saturdays from when we record it.
Yes, that's true.
If anybody's keeping score,
it'll be here. We'll blink and it'll be here, so don't you worry.
Number 18. What do you think about that?
Mini 18. We have, well, with this now, we're going to be well into the 50s, so I cannot believe
total
with all our regular episodes and minis, but that's pretty wild, honestly.
It is. So, so thank you, Creepies, for joining us once again, and I'm going to turn it over to Sean, let him tell us what we're going to talk about.
I'm going to tell you that we are talking about something that is going to be super creepy, and which we do creepy. We do creepy around here. Mm-hmm. It's haunted toys. That is a great... Whose pick was this?
Mine.
Was Nate's pick. No, I'm kidding.
No, but it creeps me out, these
I'm
things.
I'm teasing. Yeah. It's Todd's pick.
I agree.
Todd had a good pick.
Thank you.
We all have good picks all the time.
Oh, we all do.
This is a great pick.
Haunted dolls, haunted toys.
Yeah, the whole
have always creeped me out.
Oh my gosh!
Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about before we started recording, Whispers Estates had a lot of dolls. That
you
were
need
like,
to get Rachel, to
yeah,
get
Rachel's room. You walked in there and it was
every bit
of 50 dolls in there. And
it
like,
is so
oh, easily
creepy
throughout the house. They were all types. You know,
there were a couple places that had them in that house. You need to get them to change it to Whispering Estates.
I keep saying Whispering.
No,
but I catch myself now. At least
Whispers Estate.
Yeah. Whispers Estate. Yeah. So haunted dolls, haunted toys. So
so creepy.
Yeah.
We'll start kind of with the doll aspect. I mean, I know that we've got toys as well, but so this says, as kids, we find comfort in dolls and toys, of course. They're fun and delightful companions during playtime. As we grow older, however, these once cherished playthings transform into pure nightmare fuel. The vacant eyes and frozen grins are scary enough, but what happens when dolls stir in the night and starts moving on their own? The haunted dolls...
I run.
Yeah, no kidding. Haunted dolls are known for haunting dreams, scurrying through homes and bringing misfortune upon anyone unlucky enough to come into contact with them. The first one that I wanted to talk about, which is one of the most famous, and I don't mean to steal this from you if you want to talk about Annabelle. Hmm. Annabelle. Oh. Annabelle is not, you know, you'll see the movie and all that stuff, and you see these really creepy, scary, it's like a Raggedy Ann doll. Yeah, that's all it is.
I've seen all the movies. Yeah. They're good. They're creepy.
Annabelle, go ahead.
Eyes are green.
Oh, great. Yep.
Was that okay?
It's okay, teacher. Annabelle is a Raggedy
Ann. Shall not agree.
I shall not. No.
You shall remain silent.
You know me. I'm an agreeable sort. Agreeable.
I agree.
Annabelle. I'm all messed up here.
I agree.
Annabelle is a Raggedy Ann doll now imprisoned in special glass case in the collection of the famous paranormal investigations, Ed and Lorraine Warren. Mm-hmm. Annabelle is so famous that she was the inspiration for the movie and a sequel. In the movie, Annabelle is played by a much creepier-looking doll, which, like I said, it's not a Raggedy Ann doll.
No.
But in real life, Annabelle has the same sweet face of a Raggedy Ann doll. Her story, however, is not sweet at all. According to the Warrens, Annabelle was given to a young nursing student named Donna by her mother in 1970. The doll would move around the apartment when Donna and her roommate Angie weren't home. The young women were willing to put up with a doll that moved around on her own, but things soon got scarier. The doll left notes asking for help. Then she attacked Angie's boyfriend. When the young woman found blood on the doll's dress, they called in a psychic. The psychic revealed the doll was possessed by the spirit of a girl named Annabelle. The girl's next call was to the Warrens, who took Annabelle out of their hands, putting her in a glass case with a written warning to the unsuspecting, positively do not open. Yeah, don't.
Yeah, don't.
Just don't do it.
Don't go there.
Her, so the Warrens, I believe it's their son-in-law, you know, because they're both deceased now.
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine just passed away not too long ago. I think Ed.
Did Annabelle do it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
No, I think it was just old age, poor health, you know, old. But their so their son-in-law, who has, he's taken over that haunted museum, which is in Connecticut, and they show that in the movies, you know, in The Conjuring. Annabelle was in The Conjuring. That's where it started. Then they made then they started making Annabelle movies off of The Conjuring.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So so he's taken over, and I watched a video with him and somebody else. They actually put gloves on, and they were moving her from one case to another
carefully.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, who knows? It's I don't think they're just playing it up, but to them, they might be thinking, yeah, it's the real deal, and
real enough.
They weren't. And then somebody said, well, really, gloves are gonna. I mean, if it's something real, it's gonna. You know, I don't think it's going to be scared of gloves, but they're just saying just touching it with your hands, you know, a glove is at least a barrier, you know. But it was kind of creepy, though. But they're really, you know.
You wouldn't take any chances.
No.
You wouldn't take any chances, would you?
But they say, you know, people have made fun of it and, you know, and kind of provoking her. Mm-hmm. And one kid got killed immediately on the motorcycle. And, you know, people that do,
you want to make fun of it and stuff, well. Okay, well, but take it home and sleep with it next to you.
Right under
bed.
Your arm.
Yeah, right. I don't think so.
No thanks.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Annabelle, you sleep behind glass. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Annabelle in the movies is really creepy. Mm-hmm. It's got the braided hair and that face. It's like more of a
porcelain
doll
type face. Yeah.
Yeah, but then you think, it's still kind of creepy if it's a Raggedy Ann. Mm-hmm. I had an Andy, but he could have killed me. No.
Could have.
Yeah, so that's a good. Yeah, that's a good legend. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good whatever, so. Nate, what do you got?
I have Robert the Doll.
Ooh, another good one.
Bob the Doll.
Bobby.
Good old Bobby.
Bobby.
This is located in Key West, Florida. I love Key West. That's a nice town.
I love. Oh, Key Lime Pie, baby.
Oh, yeah. Never been there.
Oh,
yeah, that's fun.
It's haunted.
Robert is a doll. Is so frightening that even presidents write to him asking for his blessing and to please not put a hex on their administration.
Wow.
I never knew that part.
I need a list of
presidents. I have heard Robert the Doll stories and never heard that.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
That's wild.
You heard it here first, guys.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Robert can be visited while on holiday at the majestic land of sun-soaked beaches and bottomless margarita drinks known as Key West.
Mm-hmm. Margaritaville.
You can find Robert on display at the East Martello Museum. Word of warning, don't take a photograph of Robert without first asking permission.
From Robert.
From Robert, yeah. Also, don't disrespect Robert. The doll has a nasty habit of holding a grudge. There are countless tales of folks leaving the museum and being besieged by tragedy. Mm. Robert's tale is a bizarre and often hair-raising. The doll was once owned by painter and author Robert Eugene Otto.
Mm-hmm.
The doll is alleged to be possessed by spirits. As a bonus, Robert inspired one of the most haunted dolls in history, Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yeah.
Child's play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't...
He's really, honestly, he looks
he doesn't
like
look
fairly benign.
Yeah, it's like a sailor.
Uh-huh.
He's is a what it looks like.
He's
to
a
me.
German doll, yeah. I guess. Yeah,
he's creepy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I didn't have that when I first heard of Robert the Doll. I had just a little boy looking image, you know. Didn't have the and then I looked down, I'm like, that's it.
Yeah,
but then you hear the stories. I think it kind of makes it even
it's like
creepier.
Annabelle. Right?
Yeah, yeah,
right. But
it looks sort of non-threatening, but
yeah, he'll kill you. Yeah,
yeah,
or he'll hurt you. Or yeah.
You don't mess with Bobby.
And yeah,
he holds a grudge.
Yep, and you know you got.
He's like a mob boss.
Exactly.
Don't disrespect the mob boss.
Don't respect the. I'm a doll, but hey,
you said I want pepperoni on my pizza. You gave me sausage.
Sorry, Robert. We'll fix that right away. And you know you got to ask permission to take his picture, you know, all that stuff. I'm like, really? You know, and
it's pretty wild.
And again, people have made fun of him or try to provoke him. Is and all like, you're not, they've had accidents. Yeah, bad.
I'm
bad
thinking about accident. I was about to make fun of him. And I'm like, nope, I'm not even going to risk it.
And people have apologized and they have got notes.
To him.
I am so sorry. Please accept my apology. That just cracks me up. But then again.
I'm not going to take the risk.
I am not taking the risk.
We're not doing it here.
Thinking about that, asking permission for photograph stuff, it reminds me of Ghostbusters when Bill Murray's taking a picture of the picture.
Oh, yeah.
What is his name? Vigo?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, give me angry. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome. I forgot about that.
That's funny.
I forget about the second one.
Yeah.
I like the second one, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, not great as the classic, but yeah. So Robert the Doll, he's you don't take a chance.
You have to remember, now this is a kind of an aside with Ghostbusters 2. The best part is when they hook up a Nintendo controller to, you know, they do all that ectoplasm in the Statue of Liberty, and then they hook up the Nintendo controller and they take her over.
Yeah.
that's Liberty Island over into it's. I love that part.
Yeah.
And then
that's Battle of State Puff Marshmallow Man, wasn't it?
What's that?
They used the Statue of Liberty to.
No, that's no, in the that second was one with Vigo.
Oh, to bust into the art museum. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I know. Every once in a while I've gotten that confused too, but yeah, it really, I promise.
It's been a while.
it's been a minute.
Stay Puft is fantastic too, though.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a quick little story here. This one, have you guys heard of the Toys R Us in California that's been?
I have.
I don't want to get a whole lot into it, but basically there is a Toys R Us store that's been known to be haunted. The store was originally built in 1970as part of a Toys R Us expansion to California. Almost immediately, employees reported strange happenings. Toys would fly off the shelves. People felt phantom touches and faucets turned on and off by themselves. This Toys R Us became legendary among paranormal investigators in the late 70s when it played host to several seances by psychic Sylvia Brown. One of those seances was shown on the popular... Now, you remember, well, it might have been before your time. Shown on the popular program, That's Incredible. I watched that every week. I think it was on Monday nights on like ABC. Oh, great. Launching the store to international fame. So, yeah, which I did not know that. But, yeah, so I've heard a lot of, just all kinds of toys in there. Yeah, flying off the shelves. They said that one employee, I think was like during about the time when they were ready to close. And, they're just kind of, sweeping the floors and, getting it all ready for the next day. And, like, a robot or something like that was, operating by itself. He's like, wait, that type of stuff. And, like, crap, got out of the box, whatever. That just that stuff. I read that a lot of the toys, they make noises. They might not fly off the shelf, but they're like a baby doll making, like, there's no batteries in it. Just stuff like just anything and everything.
It's crazy in the land of misfit toys.
And and I remember going to Toys R Us, Children's Palace and Toys R Us. Children's Palace was my main one, but I remember a little bit older going to Toys R Us, and I'm thinking, my gosh, if I was in there and I saw that as a kid, holy moly,
yeah,
I don't know if I'd be going back.
No kidding.
And I don't know if I would work there, unless it wasn't threatening, I mean, having stuff fly off the shelves would be freaky, but I don't know. But it's in California, so
that's crazy. We looked into this,
I've heard about. And then they've done reenactments on shows, telling the stories about it, and it'd be kind of fun, I didn't really see if it's anything now. I don't know what they turned it into, but.
If it's still haunted or something like that.
Right. And I didn't delve into the history of it, but it's creepy enough just knowing that. Yeah. So California. So there you go.
California.
Oh, it's at 130 East El Camino Real. So
of course it is in California.
It's actually life has come back again to the vacant. I can't say the word.
Vacant.
We're talking about words. I can't say vacant. Big box store. REI announced that this week, and this was April 2021, so pretty recent, it will be moving its Mountain View location to the former Toys R Us. And it's expected to open in the fall.
Wow.
So
let's see.
See what happens.
Sporting goods start flying off the shelves.
Yeah. The Toys R Us
hiking boots go hiking on their own.
Right. It closed in 2018, so for about 3 years it's been closed. So now I've got a tenant back in there. So it'll be interesting to see what they experience, if anything. So, or maybe they just went with the toys.
I'm going to take it back into dolls.
Uh-oh.
After this, and you're going to. Did you ever hear Haunted Elmo?
No, I have not.
I would love to.
Well, you're going to hear about it. So Elmo, the furry red Elmo doll, is one of the most successful toys ever sold, of course, because it wasn't annoying or anything. Talking Elmo dolls have been a must-have holiday gift since the first one was sold in 1996. Woo! Early Elmos giggled when they were tickled. They acquired larger vocabulary.
Was that called Tickle Me Elmo?
Tickle Me Elmo was a ridiculous the one that flipped around and whatever. Flip off the table, Elmo, right?
Oh, man.
So they acquired larger vocabularies as the years went on, but that doesn't explain the Elmo Knows Your Name doll purchased by the Bowman family in 2008 for their two-year-old son, James. Elmo Knows Your Name was programmed to speak its owner's name along with a few other phrases, but when the Bowmans changed Elmo's batteries, he started ad-libbing. In a sing-songy voice, the doll chanted, "Kill James," not something any parent is likely to find enduring. That's really creepy.
That's not good. Yeah, that's not good
at all. Correct me if I'm wrong. I thought we talked about something like that previous.
I don't know. Not that I know of. You might have.
I can't remember if it is an Elmo or something like that, but the mother kept trying to get rid of it, took the batteries out of it, and then it would start speaking in Spanish, and then...
Oh, man. No, but that sounds great.
They'd throw it in the trash, and it'd show back up at the house again.
I can't remember.
I must have read that somewhere on research on something else.
Sounds like something we should have talked about.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try to dig that up.
Yeah, I've heard
Jenna
a few
was
stories
watching.
About that, where they take the batteries out, and
Jenna
it's still
was just
operating, moving, talking, whatever it's supposed to do.
Jenna was watching a Friends episode where Phoebe had a fire alarm that wouldn't stop going off, and she finally wraps it in a blanket and throws it down the trash chute. That's what that makes me think of. But
yeah.
I have one, a doll called Mandy.
Ooh,
I've never heard of this one.
Mandy, I haven't either.
Location, if you want to know, and go and visit Mandy. Is 705 Carson Avenue in Quesnel, British Columbia.
Canadian.
Mandy's origin is still a mystery. The doll was either made in England or Germany between 1910 and 1920. Mandy is an enamelware doll, baby doll, bequeathed to the
Quinzel.
I know I can speak some of these words this time.
And I had a cue.
Yeah, I had a cue. I got right through it. it was bequeathed to the Quinzel Museum in British Columbia in 1991. Mandy is also said to have otherworldly abilities. Mandy lies in a container with a toy lamb on her lap and eerily stares back at the museum patrons.
Oh my gosh.
Visitors have described noticing the lamb outside of the case. Other guests insist that Mandy's eyes follow them as they walk around in the room. The doll earned a certain level of fame when it appeared beside the museum curator and donor of the doll on the Montel Williams show.
Hmm. Oh, I remember Montel Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Montel. I've got a couple of here, or three of them. I'm trying to figure out which one's creepier, but they're all creepy, so who cares? I'm going to, since you guys had talked about some things that were hard to pronounce, I'm gonna.
You're gonna give it a shot.
I'm gonna give it a shot. Give myself a challenge. there's one called Ruby, and then there's another one, Lily. I'm gonna use or read the story. That's called a Okiku. O-K-I-K-U. Okiku. Or I'll kick you. As the story goes, Okiku was purchased by a young man sometime around 1918 in Japan as a gift for his younger sister. Tragically, after a year, the little girl passed away from a severe case of the flu. The family created a shrine in her memory, placing the large doll on display. Sometime later, they noticed the doll's hair, which had originally been cut in a short bob, had grown past its shoulders. When the family moved in 1938, they entrusted the doll to the care of the Meninji Temple in Hakayadu, where caretakers continue to maintain Okiku and her ever-growing hair. Now, what the heck? That'd be weird.
It's kind of wild, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, okay. She grows hair.
Wow.
But it's still, yeah. So I don't know if it's, I don't know about these haunted dolls. Like, what the heck?
There's so many of them there. There's one, Island of the Dolls. So this isn't one particular dolls. Did you see that
one?
Have
you seen the documentaries on those? Or on this?
I hadn't until we looked over
Please
this.
Please do.
Is it the Island of Misfits Dolls?
It's much worse.
Much worse.
The Island of Dolls is located in Ochimilco. You're not going to get away with just you guys saying weird things. Ochimilco canal system just south of Mexico City. The isle is completely covered by broken and decaying dolls that hang from the trees. The dolls were placed there by Julian Santana Barria, the former owner of the island, who festooned the island with dolls in an effort to appease the spirit of a girl who drowned nearby. The site is only accessible by boat. Given its eerie backstory and unsettling state, the Island of Dolls is a popular tourist destination. Those who visit the island and walk among the dolls often claim the figurines whisper to them. Visitors are also encouraged to leave offerings of other dolls on the island to add to the collection. That's pretty wild.
It's pretty wild. It is, yeah.
Heck yeah.
It's just, ugh.
I found another crazy one.
What's that?
Letta.
Oh, I just was reading. Yeah,
you're reading that?
Read
it.
Letta. Let us hear
let it.
Let
it out. Yeah, let us hear it.
Well, it's short for let me out. Or letta me out.
Letta me out. Hey.
Letta me out. Letta is a 200-year-old wooden doll with human hair.
Yeah, that's right off the bat.
Yeah, that's creepy right off the bat.
Yeah,
that's
gross.
He was discovered beneath a house in Wagga Wagga, Australia by his current caretaker, Kerry Walton. Walton told the Warwick Daily News, "I reckon he walks in the nighttime. We came in here as a new house, and I've never heard so many strange things in my life. He's found scuff marks on the floor of his home, as well as objects mysteriously shifted. Walton has brought Letta with him to multiple television interviews and has started an Instagram page dedicated to the doll."
Wow. Did you see? Have you seen the picture, Sean?
Uh-uh.
Of Letta? Really disturbing.
That's wildly disturbing. What in the world?
And with the human hair.
Let us not see that. Right?
Can I comb your doll's hair?
This is one with toys in general. Someone out there wants to adopt your creepy toys. There's a matchmaker for that. Yeah. It didn't start out as a business venture. It definitely didn't begin with grand ideas about human psychology and the paranormal or about flaws and acceptance. No, Unsettling Toys, that's the name of it, established in early 1920 in Portland, Oregon, was created as a what if, as in what if there was a matchmaking agency or for unwanted toys, a ventriloquist dummy with a broken jaw, a bunny that moves from room to room on its own, a doll that came out of a box with a seemingly blood-stained dress, even a haunted yo-yo. Unsettling Toys will take the offending object off your hands compassionately and hopefully permanently. If, in very rare instances, a toy reappears in the home, the website promises we will remove it promptly. The idea for Unsettling Toys emerged spontaneously after Sarah Derrickson and her partner, Brian Gilson, attended a ghost conference in 2018. They weren't into ghosts. It just seemed fun. Energized by the conference, they got into dreaming. Last year for Gilson's 50th birthday, Derrickson created social media accounts and had a logo designed. Boom, they were in the misfit toy adoption business. That's pretty wild. And really, some of the pictures of some of the things that they have is just disturbing.
Often, like, yeah.
It's there. Who knew that there was a market for weird and used toys and spooky, broken, potentially possessed ones?
There's a market I'm not for surprised. Pretty much anything.
They say clients really adopt them for anywhere from $25 to $60, shipping and adoption certificate included. The lucky ones also come with a backstory. That's wild.
I've got another story, but what's the probability of, like, they always talk about demons and or whatever, spirits can attach themselves to a doll or to whatever.
Yeah.
Mainly dolls, but.
Inanimate object, yeah.
I don't know. And they even say they can attach themselves to whatever.
Yeah.
A water bottle.
If the doll is in the presence of something tragic that happens, you know. Or like in the case of Chucky, a guy, you know, says a voodoo.
Oh yeah.
You know, thing and transfers his soul into the doll. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know about the. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, but then it's like another way of them.
Well, it's like
able
Aaron.
To live.
I mean, Aaron has like a haunted bayonet. You know.
Yeah.
That kind of
right.
Stuff. So I mean, obviously,
yeah.
Things can attach themselves to inanimate objects.
Right. And it's like they possess these dolls and these toys.
Dolls are just creepy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true.
Possessed or not, or yeah. And with a spirit in it or not. It just, I don't know. Like,
quit looking at me, doll.
The dolls are creepy.
Where you look over and both the hands are on the side, and you look away and look back over, and one of the hands over in between one of the, you know, like, it moved.
Wait a minute. You weren't. Yeah. I just don't. What is it about the dolls? You know,
yeah.
Or what? I don't know. Or like any, yeah. You know, your drum set here, not the scary. I mean, yeah. It could, yeah. Or like, yeah, like a bayonet where they're in, like,
yeah.
What is it that they attach themselves to objects or.
Mm-hmm.
Things like toys and dolls. I don't know. Here's one. Her name is Lily. I'll take the easy one now.
Ooh.
Now residing at the Zach Baggins Ghost of Ghost Adventures Haunted Museum in Nevada, Lily was made during the 1800s in Germany and features real human hair.
Another one.
Ooh.
Mm. According to
the human hair.
I know. According to the museum's Facebook post, she was discovered by an antiques dealer who took her home, but began having recurring nightmares about a little girl who had a very bad accident. She was subsequently put up for sale at the antique shop. On one occasion, a customer's little girl spoke to the doll for 3 hours, interacting with her like a fellow child. She informed the proprietor that Lily was a little girl that had been subjected to extreme violence. When first encountering the doll, Baggins reported that he felt an immense energy radiating from the figurine. So very, oh, it's sad. I mean, 1800s Germany. Okay, Lily. There you go. So,
well, she seemed like she wasn't like malicious from that account.
No, right.
Still weird and creepy. Still,
yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
They have different sites for like watching toys to see if they move in different like
oh, do they?
Stores. Or
are you going down the rabbit
homes.
Hole?
I'm trying not to, but I'm getting there. Yeah.
I guarantee you one thing. I mean, having a museum and having haunted stuff, but like, I wouldn't have dolls. Like, I would have, if Aaron said, hey, I'd like to donate my bayonet. Cool.
Yeah.
Throw it in there. And dolls, man. You know, the eyes are goofy. You know, I don't know if I'd even want like a haunted teddy bear or something. Even,
yeah.
They're a little bit less creepy, but.
It, like I said, they're like supposed bears, to bring you comfort, you know. Comfort,
yeah.
Comfort and joy, right? And they don't.
No. No,
so this
not
is,
at all.
Yeah, this is definitely a creepy subject.
I think the
do
whole
you want, like when you were a kid, like can you imagine like your toys coming to life as we're talking Toy Story kind of.
Isn't that what you wanted though?
You
when
did.
When you were a kid?
Oh man.
You did, but not in like, what was the little kid that was in Toy Story that was.
Andy?
That blew, no, not Andy, or but the one, the kid that next door that blew up.
Oh, the mean kid?
Yeah, I can't remember. Sid.
Yeah. He's, like, and he's always like ripping their arms off and making his own.
I feel like we went from Andy would be great. Let's be Andy's toys, but Sid's toys.
He was
God
terrible.
Bless their souls, but they were disturbed.
Had the like the one doll head with the spider legs, you know, crawling from under the bed.
Director set.
Yep. Sorry, I took it down that hole, didn't I?
That was That's. I don't want Sid's toys. I don't want more. But then again, they they were good. They're just
they were they exactly they were misfit.
They're misunderstood.
Right. So I know on eBay, haunted objects.
I saw that, yeah.
Toys, dolls, history stuff. It's always being bought and sold, you know. Mm-hmm. Would you buy?
No.
Nope.
No?
No chance.
I don't want it in the house.
No. Even if it was in a case already, like you didn't have to touch it. You just had to handle like the display or.
No.
No?
Zero chance.
Even a haunted doll? Like
no.
A famous, like.
No.
You?
You're thinking about it.
I don't think I want a doll or toy, but I give a haunted knife or a bayonet or a Civil War hat that's supposed
Aaron's
to
had, yeah.
That
yeah.
type of
hat.
Yeah.
She has a bunch
I think that'd be
artifacts,
memorabilia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But not toys, no. It's just
no. It's kind of like kids, especially. You know. You throw the paranormal, the spooky stuff, and involve
it
kids.
It really creeps you out.
Yeah, and dolls are the same way.
No, I agree. You know? I totally agree.
I don't know.
What do you say, hamsters? hamsters say no.
You know, and that kind of in a different sense, but I've heard in some department stores when they were built on a certain piece of land that was supposed to be haunted, or maybe it was on a graveyard or whatever, and they said even spirits can possess mannequins, mm-hmm. and they've said the same thing.
Wow.
They're like, they've got them posed a certain way, and then they, you know, nobody's messed with them, and they're completely
wild.
Different. You know, like, did you do it? No, I didn't.
Wow.
You know, yeah. Mannequin. So I'm like, oh, that's really...
There was
really,
a movie in the 80s called Mannequin, but it wasn't a horror story. It was actually...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a whole movie. Kim Cattrall.
Yeah. That's a whole... Kim Cattrall. Yeah. That's a whole other story, though.
Yeah, but Mannequins, that would be really
Now that,
spooky.
I would be fine with.
Hollywood?
yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
You were in the Army?
Yep.
They were looking for a few good men, and so was I.
He just died recently, I think. Oh, or maybe not recently, but yeah, he passed. Yeah. He was funny. Yeah. He was in... Oh, what was that show my mom used to watch? Not Golden Girls, but it was kind of like that. Designing Women.
Designing Women.
Oh, wow.
Sam, what do you think? Would you want a haunted doll or a haunted doggy toy?
He just wants a haunted bone.
That'd be terrible, wouldn't he? Shit, no. So, yeah. So, what do you think? Haunted dolls, haunted toys. No? No buyers? No?
No. Not me.
There are people that...
No takers.
They search for that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And they love collecting
it. Oh, I don't need it.
No judgment, but
they can have it.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I agree. I don't. Mm. I would go more memorabilia, possibly, if it's in a case already, locked.
Yeah, no kidding.
But not a haunted doll. No thanks. You know.
Not my thing.
No, and especially with kids in the house. I'm like, no, I don't think so. You know, because they say the spirits or the demons, whatever is haunting, you know, they say mainly it's demons.
Oh, yeah.
And they're just using it as a conduit to get to.
Yeah, just to get totally close to that. Somebody.
That's the Mm-hmm. And usually it's not,
It's like I said, take Annabelle home and sleep next to her and see how you enjoy that.
Or Robert.
Or Robert. Yeah. You have to ask his permission to sleep next to him, though.
Right.
Is it okay if I lay next to you?
How about, Robert, how about you and Annabelle? You know, you go on a date, see how things work out, and then you go on to your own place. Yeah. Well, that's it. I don't have anything else on haunted dolls and toys.
I think it was a good discussion. Yeah. I liked it.
And I'm really curious to see what the Toys R Us, what I say, REI.
REI.
Yeah.
See
and
they just bought in April of this year. So
cool.
See what, and the story, I just looked in, they're like, we are looking forward to seeing what they come up, you know, because they said it opens in the fall. They're a bit, you know, so I don't know, September, October, around this time.
Here we go, right?
Yeah. So let's see if things continue, is what they said.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe it's attached to the proper or the building, not just, so who knows?
Yeah.
That's it. What do you think, Nate?
Well, I think we're done hugging these dolls.
Oh, yeah.
Put them back.
More than you
put
know.
Put them back on the shelf.
It's
leave
a wrap.
Yeah, put them in the display case. Don't touch.
Encase them in glass. We're done.
Right.
Wash your hands.
Lock them up.
Yeah, I ain't touching them.
Even Sam's done.
Sam's done?
He done.
He said, Dad said it's a wrap, so I'm done. Well, thanks, Creepies, for listening to, what was this, Middle Age Mini number 18. I had to look for a second. Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
So thank you, guys. Hope you got creeped out by the creepy dolls, and I'll see you later.
Later.
See ya.